Fort Dodge Baseball. Coach Blake Utley, Coach, good to see you this morning. And I tell you, I'm going to give you a little inside baseball, if you will, here. I got here a few minutes later than normal. Coach Utley was already here waiting on me this morning.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago I was a little bit late, and that's not common. So, I had to make sure that I was here on time, and the people at Hy-Vee here do a good job of having things lined up and ready to go for us.
It's always awesome. Ready to go. Yeah. Always ready to go. You were bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as they would say, where I come from this morning when I got here. And some of the, there's a lot of the same people that are here week in and week out for the program. And so we get to know those people. We interact with them on a weekly basis. And I come in this morning, I had about three guys pointing to their watch when I got here this morning. But I told them, and I delivered on the promise, that we would be on the air on time. And sure enough, we are on the air on time. So, nonetheless, I took some liberties to take a few minutes of extra rest this morning. So I took a few liberties there, and because of that, I was a little later getting my notes and everything done in the office this morning, because we don't just show up and roll the equipment out on this show. There's a lot of pre-production, post-production stuff that goes into it, a lot of notes, a lot of aligning things, formatting, and that kind of thing that goes on. So I was a little behind to do that, and then had to run over here this morning. So Fort Dodge Baseball, Coach Blake Utley's my guest here. You guys have been hot, man, like seven of your last eight. It seems like this season really has been like kind of waves for you guys. It's been like, okay, five in a row, or five out of seven and seven out of eight. But there's been those little road bumps or little bumps in the road throughout this season. Kind of been like a roller coaster type season in some ways.
Yeah, it has for sure. And every season kind of presents its own challenges. But this season there has been, the highs, and there's definitely been the lows. And when you play a 40-game schedule, you're gonna get that.
Sure.
And we've battled some injuries and had to switch some lineup things because of injuries. And so guys are playing in positions that they weren't necessarily used to playing all the time. So that adjustment there, when you're playing teams in 4A, I mean, they don't feel sorry for you. They don't care who's playing for you and who's not. They're coming out to get you. So, I think we got things rolling now. I think we got our staff back. We got our guys back where they need to be. And I think the guys are starting to gain a little momentum. I think at the plate, they've been pretty consistent all year. But we're starting to heat up the bats a little bit more, and we're doing a much better job of just making the plays hit at us, and that's what it comes down to.
Well, that margin of error when you have to move some guys around and you're trying to fix some things on the fly, that margin of error is really thin at the level of competition and the schedule you guys play.
Yeah, for sure. And when you make a pitching change or you go game to game, you really, in an ideal world, you're making maybe one or two moves. Injury has set in when you're making five moves to get a new pitcher in the game. It's like,
true.
It's not ideal. The guys do it because they know that's what needs to be done, but it is hard to get into a rhythm if you're always moving all over the field.
Coach Blake Utley is my guest from Fort Dodge Baseball. You talked about the injuries and some of that. I know that you've got Christian Davidson back, and he was hitting for you while he was hurt, but wasn't playing the field. Now he's back. What's the latest on him in terms of going on the hill? Has he made a return to the hill? Is that something that's going to happen here in the upcoming future? What's the update there?
Yeah, Christian's a day-by-day type of guy. I mean, he's feeling good. We had him up throwing a short bullpen last week. Looked really good. As far as being on the mound by Friday, it's yet to be determined, yet to be found out. We'll see. I mean, if he's ready to go and he says, "Coach, hey, I want the ball," then he'll get it. If we don't feel 100% confident with where he is, then we'll push him back a little bit and maybe change his role there. Nonetheless, having him on the field helps our team tremendously.
Yeah, for sure. I would agree with that. Even him being in the lineup at all helps you on the offensive side. Him being in the field, play a shortstop, helps you a lot on the defensive side because there's less changes that you have to make around him. And he's just he's so smooth defensively.
He's super smooth.
Like, I love watching him because it's just like, he makes a routine play look really easy. He makes a harder than routine play look routine. The way he can throw on the dime, like on the move, It's something you don't see a whole lot of at the high school level. That's not something that just grows on trees, and that's something I notice when I watch him.
No, you're 100% right. The other thing that he does a really good job of is he has great range. I mean, he makes a lot of plays up the middle that in past years or even past games we don't make. And he's able to cut that ball off and fire across. Last week he made a couple backhand plays in the hole and fired that thing across. I'm like, ooh. Arm must be feeling a little bit better, so and that makes us, you know, it gets the Dodgers excited.
Yeah, for sure. Blake Utley's my guest. Fort Dodge baseball. Dodgers 7-1 in their last eight. Going into the last week of the regular season, we're going to talk about your playoff matchup in just a minute, but you are in the last week of the regular season with some momentum. You've got Des Moines Lincoln coming up for doubleheader on Monday, and then Carroll to close things out at home on Tuesday. So three-game homestand to end the regular season. You got to feel pretty good about that and the way you're playing coming into that.
Yeah, I mean, Des Moines East comes in, and Des Moines East is going to provide a challenge like every Des Moines school does. I mean, they have enough kids that can sit there and they can hammer fastballs. And, you know, this week is a little bit different because you're pitching your week backwards because you're trying to get your best pitcher on the mound on Friday.
Sure.
So Monday's going to be, you know, for both teams should be, well, unless they change, you know, how they want to attack it, but it's going to probably be, you know, you're 2, 3, and 4 guys on the mound for the Dodgers, at least on Monday and Tuesday. And that's going to be a great opportunity for those guys to get back on the mound to make sure they're sharp for round two, you know, as you start to play. And start to think down the road a little bit. But, you know, with Des Moines East coming in, we're going to recognize our seniors between doubleheader games. So it'll be senior night over at McNeil Field on Monday night, and that'll be between games. So about 7:15 or so is when we'll recognize them. And then on Tuesday night, we're going to bring in all of our future Dodger baseball camp participants from the ages of 4 all the way to the 7th grade. So that'll be fun to get those guys introduced before a game on at McNeil.
It may be fun just getting them lined up to be introduced at McNeil Field.
Yeah. Like
sometimes that many kids of that age sometimes can be like what they would say where I come from, herding cats.
Well, I got a great staff, and Mike Richmond is an awesome guy, and he's taking the initiative that he's going to line them up at 7 o'clock on Tuesday so that we can get ready for the varsity game. But we were talking the other day, it's like, you know, you have 7th graders all the way down to 4-year-olds. I said, I think we should introduce the 7th graders first because they can probably stand a little more still than the 4-year-olds can.
Sure.
So the 4-year-olds get to run out, and then, you know, because who knows, they might just start running the bases.
Yeah.
Which would be funny, but it would be fun.
It would be a lot of fun, though. I would give you all the advice of have a few mamas involved in that because the mamas are usually better at that kind of thing than we are.
For sure.
Men. So I would delegate a few of those mamas around the program to let them help with that. Blake Utley's my guest here, Fort Dodge baseball. You know, you mentioned that you guys are going to have you're going to introduce your future Dodger camp participants. You're going to introduce and honor your seniors. You guys also recently had your alumni recognition. Had a lot of former players come back and that kind of thing. It almost seems like you guys always have something attached to the ball game on top of the game itself, which I think not only is good because it incorporates a lot of people into what you're doing, but it also gives a little bit of a feel of an entertainment value to what you guys are doing, or presentation value to what you're doing, too.
Yeah, and I think, like, the alumni event, that was one of the coolest events we've done in some time. You know, we've done it in the past. I thought the turnout was great. It's something that we want to continue to do every year because those guys, I mean, they've been through it. Those guys, you know, have wore the Dodger uniform. They still take it very seriously. And so on that evening when we did it, our guys had a different feel to them. I mean, they stood along the fence and watched these guys from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, you know, and 2000s get introduced. And it was like they got to hear these guys' favorite moments. And they had, you know, all the state trophies out there. Matt Elsbecker did a great job of organizing that. Had all of our state trophies out there. Had some pictures of different teams. And so before the game, our guys, I encourage them to walk through. And I say, you know, hey, take a look at all the trophies, you know. And let's really appreciate the past and honor those that have come before us. And not only that, but let's now picture ourselves doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I always, that was something I always talked about. What in my coaching days too is like, you know, when you put that uniform on, you don't just represent you represent, you know, the community, the program, but you represent all the guys that sacrificed before that and wore that jersey. So if you're not going to go out here and play with 100% and, you know, 100% motor, then you're disrespecting those guys that wore that jersey before you. That was always something that was big for me, too. So I can certainly appreciate trying to incorporate those guys as well. Blake Utley is my guest here for Fort Dodge Baseball. Coach, you've got Mason City on Friday night. We know your playoff draw now, and we're going to have that game. That game's going to be here on Sunday, 99.7. I'm going to make the drive up to Mason City. I am not shy about saying I don't really like that trip, but you know what? It's necessary. We're going to go up there on Friday night, and we're going to renew the rivalry on Friday night. And I told you and your guys when I saw you at my office yesterday, the fact that they took 3 out of 4, I think, is something that you can use as a motivating tool. And I think your guys are very well aware of the fact they took 3 out of 4 in the regular season. And I think there's a little chip on the shoulder going in because of that.
Oh, for sure. And if you take a look at within those games, 3 out of the 4 games, we had to lead in the fourth inning or later. So our guys know that, hey, if we show up and we play Dodger baseball, we make the plays hit at us. If our pitchers are able to throw the ball over the plate, that we're going to have a great opportunity. You know, playing a team for the fifth time in 1 year gives you a lot of data. Now, they have a lot of data on us, too. So I think both teams will make some needed adjustments going into the postseason. And it's going to be an intense atmosphere. It'll probably be one of the most intense atmospheres that we've seen in a long time, even in a postseason game. And it's our job as coaches to make sure our guys are intense, but still keep the big picture and understand we're there for a baseball game. We're there to win a baseball game.
Yeah, you've got the playoffs, which are always a little more intense, and it turns up. But you've also got the longstanding, just flat-out Mason City and Fort Dodge don't like each other, and if they were playing tiddlywinks, each other would want to beat the other team, and they would take it seriously. So you add that caveat. It's going to be a fun atmosphere, I think. I told you yesterday that it reminds me of home going into it with the intensity, because kind of where I come from, most every team doesn't like each other, so there's that element going in. So it's going to be an interesting deal for you on Friday to take on Mason City. You've got 3 games leading up to that. I'm assuming that Monday and Tuesday you may get a look at some guys in terms of pitching to maybe work some innings that they don't normally get. We're going to go a little deeper in the rotation, you think, Monday?
Yeah, we probably will. I mean, we'll use the same rotation we've used over the last few weeks here. We have a couple sophomores on board with us that are starting to get some varsity innings, which is outstanding for their development. You know, guys like Jace Ulrich, who hasn't had a lot of time on the mound, but he's done really well when he started.
Right.
So maybe, you know, hopefully he gets to get a start and comes out ready to go. I mean, you're gonna see basically the same pitching except for the guys that, you know, we plan on using Friday. If they do come in, it's going to be very, very minimum work just to touch up and make sure that they're sharp on Friday. And then as you start to look forward to next Monday, which would be the second round, you know, you might see that guy early in the week next week just because he needs to pitch.
Okay. Definitely going to be something that adds a caveat of degree of difficulty to what you're doing. I remember last year kind of the same thing happened going into the playoffs at the Carroll game. I think you used 3 or 4 different guys, and it was just kind of Johnny Holsath approach, and I assume that's what it'll be this week too. Now, against Mason City in regular season, the one game you won was the second game of the doubleheader here. We had that game, we had that doubleheader, and I was there. I told you earlier something that I really took out of that whole thing was in the first game you guys were flat, Mason City was on, Carter Thomas pitched, he looked great, they win 12-3. But you turned around and it was like as soon as that was over, it was over. And you guys went into the second game and really competed and were able to win it 6-5. You talk all the time about mindset of one game to the other and not letting things linger one way or the other, and I think that was a perfect example of it.
Yeah, and our guys sat down this year, and one of their main goals throughout the entire summer is to be 1-0. And so as you approach any game, it doesn't matter what happened before. It doesn't matter if you 10-run a team. If you go in the mindset that, well, we 10-ran them game one, And that's how you show up game two. You're going to be flat, and it's going to be a battle. The other night against Marshtown, they did an excellent job of that. We went down there and finished a game that was in the third inning, and then we played two more.
Yeah.
But our guys were locked in. They, from game to game, there was never a letdown. They were ready to play. A lot of guys got on the mound. You know, guys that don't have a lot of innings got on the mound, threw strikes. And so, you know, our pitching coach, Nick Vincent, has done an excellent job on making the adjustments, because there was, you know, during that time where we kind of had a little struggle, we were struggling to get the ball over the plate. And Nick has done a great job of getting back in the pen with those guys and building their confidence, so now that they're able to throw the ball over the plate consistently.
Yeah, and that is making errors and issuing walks are, in my opinion, the two most important things in high school baseball. If you can eliminate those things, like, you're going to win a majority of your games based on those two numbers or those two categories.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We talk about, you know, the freebies, and if you go back and look at the majority of high school baseball games, you know, over the summer, not just in the Dodger baseball program, but more high school games are lost because of freebies, because of mistakes, than are won.
The
team just coming out and just hit, run. And when that happens, then you're like, okay, we got beat by the better team.
Yeah.
But many times at the end of the game, you ask the guy, hey, what's the story of that game? Freebies, errors. Like, okay, so we know where we need to improve.
It's almost like you don't have to necessarily win the game. You have to not lose it, so to speak, with how you play. And that's a big part of it. You know, we talk about baseball as a game of failure. You know, if you're a 300 career hitter, you're going in the Hall of Fame, that means you were, you know, unsuccessful 7 out of 10 times, right? Well, it's the same thing that goes to pitching and defense, too. If you basically fail less than you succeed, you're going to be all right in the grand scheme of things. And I'm certainly a big believer in that. If you get out there, get ahead, throw strikes. You talked about a little bit about Basin City there, and one of the things, you know, in that game where you won 6-5, Drake Cowan came on in relief, and he was absolutely incredible that night. I think he went, I don't have the numbers, but like 3 innings, gave up maybe 1 hit, struck out 5 or 6. I mean, that was as good as I've ever seen him. I thought he was awesome that night.
Yeah, Drake has outstanding stuff. And he's a guy that we look to in big situations, especially closing out a game. He did the same thing down at Ankeny Centennial earlier this year. Carson was pitching, and then Drake came in, and he had that swagger to him. He had that confidence to him. And when he's dealing like that, just give him the ball and get out of his way.
Yeah, he's got a live arm. Like,
yes.
When everything's on and he's throwing it, he's got a live arm. Breaking ball's working. It moves, and there's a noticeable differential in the speed that both are coming in and that kind of thing. So he's got good stuff. I agree. I thought he was really locked in. Enjoyed watching him deal. As a former pitcher, I like to see when guys are locked in and you can tell they're locked in. That's pretty awesome. I thought, you know, and I saw the other night in the trio of games you won against Marshalltown, saw where Tristan Bakhoven continues to just be on a tear. You told me that was one of the guys to look out for in the beginning of the season that maybe we didn't know that much about that was going to emerge, and Bach is doing his thing, man. He's here.
Yeah, he's an outstanding young man. I mean, you know, his brother Mason graduated last year, and he was an outstanding guy. I mean, they're both just outstanding kids. I mean, those are the types of kids that you let come over to your house, take care of your kids, and they're just good, all-around great kids. And he's a hard worker. He's a guy who had, you know, some arm issue. He had a surgery before the season. We were really expecting him to be on the mound quite a bit. He was able to get on the mound last week, so you might see that on Monday or Tuesday, see him get back on the mound. And he's good from the left side. So I'm super excited about that. But, yeah, as far as at the bottom of our lineup right now at the 9 spot, when he comes up, it's like, okay, let's you know, do what you do, Bach, and get on base for the top of the order, because then we can score some runs.
Yeah, flip the order over.
Yes.
And, you know, the only time that I have seen him look like he was uncomfortable at the plate was when he was against a lefty, Carter Thomas from Mason City. He looked a little uncomfortable with that. And that, you and I both know, that's not uncommon, because at the high school level, as a left-handed hitter, you don't see a whole lot of left-handed pitching. It's a totally different thing, and I'm a lefty myself. So, you know, seeing the ball coming from basically behind you instead of coming from, you know, away from you into you is a totally different point of vision, man, it's totally different.
Like, it is.
And you could tell he hasn't seen it much. But once he saw right-handed pitching again, he was back to doing him.
And this coming Friday, we're going to see a lefty. It's either going to be Alex Gould or it's going to be the Carter Thomas kid. Both of them are very similar pitchers. They both throw from the left side, about the same velocity, both have good off speed. So we'll make sure our guys are ready and comfortable seeing balls coming from that side.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to, you throw a left-handed guy in BP to get ready for that and coming in. Blake Utley is my guest, Fort Dodge Baseball. You beat Marshalltown three times in the same day the other day. Is that a record for number of wins in one day?
Since I've been here.
I mean, all time, that's an Eric Pratt question.
Correct. Since I've been here, it's the only time we've played three games in one day, and it's really two and a half games, but that's pretty uncommon, although you're starting to see more and more of that. I mean, the other day when we were going to play Des Moines Lincoln at 11 o'clock, Mason City showed up at Des Moines Lincoln to finish a game before they drove over to Des Moines North, so Lincoln was going to be in the same boat we were. Unfortunately, we got rained out. We were up 4-0 in the first inning with one out, runner on second. We were rolling. We were already down to our eight hitter. I had a really good feeling about that day. Unfortunately, we got rained out, and at this point in the year, those games really don't mean much. You know, it's not worth getting back on the bus 4 days in a row to drive back down and tire your guys out when next Friday or this coming Friday is the most important game of the season.
Yeah, when you know the playoffs are right here. I mean, the calendar starts to shrink where you have available time to do it.
Yeah.
You can't really do it. I mean, that's just the long and short of it. Fort Dodge baseball coach Blake Utley is my guest. Coach, one last question. Mason City on Friday night, we know about all the extra caveats that go into that. What's the message going into Friday night into the playoffs?
The message is just play Dodger baseball. The message is to get out, you know, pitchers get ahead and count, and the game becomes a whole lot easier. Make the plays hit at you, and then just come up with a timely hit. I mean, those three things, it's nothing more than that. That's what it is every game. We can talk about the hype. We can talk about this, and it will be super intense. And I'm looking forward to that. But ultimately, it comes down to those three things. You know, have a great pitching performance, make the plays hit at you, and come up with some timely hits. Because we're going to have opportunities. We've proven all year that we can score runs. That's what's going to come down to. And the team that executes those three things the best will be the team that is victorious at the end.
Coach Blake Utley's been my guest for Fort Dodge baseball. Dodgers are 7-1 in their last eight. They'll finish the regular season this week with a double dip at home against at McNeil Field against Des Moines East, and then Carroll on Tuesday at McNeil Field as well. So you, if you want to get out and see Dodger baseball and not have to drive to do it, you've got a couple of chances on Monday and Tuesday. And then on Friday night, we'll make the drive up 35 to Mason City. And we'll renew the rivalry. I'm excited. I know you are. Coach, I appreciate the time, and good luck going forward here this week.
I appreciate it, Rob.